Auction for LaGuardia slots set to shake up New York air travel. The coveted LaGuardia slots are set to be auctioned off, with the highest bidder taking control of 22 coveted gates. The value of these slots is estimated at $87 million, making them a highly sought-after prize in the airline industry. Gaining more slots at LaGuardia will significantly improve the market share of any airline that wants to increase its traffic in and out of the New York City area. The acquisition of these slots will have a significant impact on the airline market share, with one airline potentially adding 12 daily flights to its base at LGA. However, the winner must still be approved by the bankruptcy court before they could be transferred. Several airlines have already been acquiring parts of a former Spirit network since its liquidation began, including Frontier and AA, Allegiant Air, Breeze Airways, Delta Airlines, JetBlue, Southwest Airlines, and United Airlines. These acquisitions are likely to further reduce competition in the market, leading to potentially higher fares for passengers. The asset package will be sold to the bidder with the highest and otherwise best offer, with Robert Isom, CEO of AA, stating that American has a long history of being aggressive in acquiring assets. This approach is likely to drive up prices and make it difficult for smaller airlines to compete. LaGuardia is one of only three heavily restricted, slot-controlled airports in the United States due to its extreme air traffic. The FAA's preference is to preserve ticket competition and prevent dominant major airlines from monopolizing New York airspace. This has led to a rare ultimatum, with the agency warning that if a low-cost carrier does not acquire the slots, they would prefer to retire them entirely. The acquisition of these slots will likely lead to further consolidation in the airline industry, as smaller carriers are squeezed out by larger players. This could result in fewer options for passengers and potentially higher fares. However, the FAA's preference is also driven by a desire to reduce New York's persistent flight delays and airport congestion, which they view as a better alternative than letting a legacy airline get further entrenched. By allowing low-cost carriers to operate at LGA, the agency hopes to increase competition and drive down costs. The legacy carrier has reported dramatic increases in ticket bookings and loyalty memberships following Spirit's closure, suggesting that the Spirit effect is still having an impact on the industry. As a result, airlines are likely to continue to be aggressive in their pursuit of assets like these coveted slots.